We're beginning Simon Samach Gimel. This is Leishi B'Shas Kriyashma V'lo Yishan. You have to sit during Kriyashma and not sleep. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, Kori Osa Mahalech, O Omed, O Shochev, O Rochev Agabe Behema, O Yoshev. You can pretty much read Kriyashma in any way, shape, or form. Walking, standing, lying down, riding on an animal, or sitting down. Avalo prakton, but you cannot read it prakton. So what does prakton mean? Dahainu shepanav tuchos bekarka o mushloch al gabo upanav lamala. Either lying on your face or lying on your back. Mishabura explains here in Sifkaden Beis that is complete derech gaiva, like you're lying there chilling and you'd be makabel amach shemayim. Avol kore huvehu shochev al tzido, but you can read it if you are lying on your side. The Rama adds, "Me'achar shekvar shochev ika tircha lamud." This is talking about if a guy was already lying down and it's very difficult for him, or it's difficult for him to stand up, he can go to his side. Now, what's going on over here? So the Mishaburis of Cotton Gimel explains that he already took off his clothing and he has a blanket on top of him. And if he were to get up, if he were to sit up, then it would be difficult for him to get redressed and to say Kriya Shema that way. So he can just lie on his side. He can't lie on his back, but he can lie on his side. However, if he's already dressed or he's wearing pajamas or anything like that, then he should obviously sit up and say it like a mensch. Just finishing off the sif in the Mechaber, Vim Haya Bal Basar Harbe, if he was extremely heavy, he can't get on his side, or because he's sick, he can't get on his side. He's just lean a little bit to the side, and he can say Kriya Shema at that point. Now, in the Bir Alach here, Divrei Maskal Me'achar Shekvar Shochev, he just points out that this is the Ramah Shita is like Shita's Rabbeinu Yonah, who says that you're not really allowed to say Kriya Shema lying on your side. However, many other Rishonim on that Gemara explain that no, even Lechatchila you're allowed to say Kriya Shema reading on your side, and that is the Shita of the Mechaber quoted in the Beis Yosef. However, in the end, he says that it definitely should be Machmir and not say Kriya Shema lying on your side. Rather, you should sit up or stand up, etc. Siv Beis. Misherotze lahachmir lamod kishu yoshe velikrosa mu'umad nikra avarian. Let's say a person wants to be machmir and he doesn't want to say Kriya Shema while he's lying down or sitting down. He's not doing a good thing by standing up. He's in fact called a sinner for standing up. Now there's a lot of discussion here about what's going on. It's a machlokas b'shamay b'silel. This is found in the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hey. It's a machlokas b'shamay b'silel whether b'shach b'cha Uvkumecha refers to the time when you're lying down and the time when you're getting up, which is Shitas Beis Hillel, how we paskin. But Shitas Beis Shammai is that B'shach B'cha Uvkumecha means that you should actually lie down to say Kriya Shema in the evening and you should stand up to say Kriya Shema in the morning. So that's actually referring to the position that you're in when you say Shema. So we paskin like Beis Hillel, and the Mishnah over there says that That if you violate Beis Hillel on purpose to do like Beis Shammai, you're doing the wrong thing. It's not like you're just being machmir, so it's okay. No, we dafka paskin like Beis Hillel, and therefore you're doing the wrong thing. Now he points out that even if your kavanah is not to do like Beis Shammai and you're standing up, but you just want to stand up stam to wake yourself up a little bit, you shouldn't do it. It's still usher to do it. And it doesn't matter whether it's daytime or nighttime. That part I have trouble understanding, says why it means it doesn't matter whether it's daytime or nighttime. If it's nighttime and you're standing up, you're not keeping Shitas Beis Shammai. So I'm not sure what he means by that. But he says, nevertheless, if you're still Yotze, if you do it, you just shouldn't do it L'Chadchila to be Machmer like Beis Shammai. Then he goes off in Sifkat and Vav on a little bit of tangent. He quotes the Marshal in the Yamshel Shlomo and Bava Kama, who says that in general, a person who is extra machmir in public and looks like he's violating the isser of yuhara, he's violating the isser of halachic arrogance, so menadino, so we excommunicate him. And therefore, try to be bitsnius. A person should act in a very modest fashion, even when it comes to keeping the Torah. Of course, a person should be modest in general, but even when it comes to keeping halacha, he should be modest. And if he's doing it l'shem shamayim, then we don't excommunicate him. We know that, but it's hard to know. And then he says, but if he's doing it in front of his Rebbe, and his Rebbe is Mekel, and he's going to be Machmir, even if he's doing L'shem Shemayim, we're Menad to him, unless he can disprove the Rebbe Shita in favor of his own Shita. Okay, just finishing up the Sif, and Sif Katan Zion, the Mishnah Berurah points out that a person is always allowed to sit down, because it's not nikkur that you're trying to yotze shitas beishamai under those circumstances. You just want to sit down. You could be tired. But he says in the evening, you shouldn't sit down, and if you're standing, you should dafka not sit down, because then maybe it looks like you're trying to keep shitas beishamai. And then the last point here, he says that the quotes of the Marshal also says, on Yom Kippur, everyone admits that you can stand while you say Kriya Shema, because there's no inyan of Yuara. Rather, he's just trying to be like a Malach, and Malachim are called Omdin, and therefore he's standing up for that reason, not to be Malach like Rishama.